Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the very first episode of MILF, Mom in Love with Fortnite. I'm your host, Sara Quijal Paulo, and today we're going to be talking about some updates that are going to be happening tomorrow with the patch version 5.1.0 update. And the first thing we're going to talk about are some leaked skins and cosmetics that were found in Fortnite's patch. There's another batch of skins that are going to be released soon. And I'm super stoked about them. They look really, really cool. I want to purchase some, even though I know that I shouldn't. I've spent almost $500, which is a lot for me. And I'm going to be sharing those with you in a minute. I have an Instagram account, which is Mom in Love with Fortnite, and I actually have them up on my account right now, so make sure that you're following me so you can check them out. And without further ado, let's get into this. So first up, we're going to talk about some of the skins and the cosmetics from this upcoming patch or update. And the first one that I wanted to talk about is the lifeguard set. So we have a suntan specialist. He is up on my Instagram. It also comes with a rescue ring for the back bling. And the harvesting tool is a rescue paddle. It's pretty cute. I'm feeling it. It looks like there's a little crystal or something at the end of the rope that holds the rescue float to the paddle, which makes the harvesting tool. I don't know, I think it's cute. And this the specialist and the back bling, those are epic, and the rescue paddle is rare. Next is the scuba set. So we have the Reef Ranger, which is the girl and the scuba gear with the faux fro, with the faux hawk. And she matches the air tank, which is the neon green tank with the stickers on it, and the harpoon axe, which is the yellow one, and it has like a yellow tank on it, if you're looking at my Instagram. Now, this set does have a male and a female version. The male version is, he's got blonde hair. And what else? I don't know, but I'm digging it because it really goes along with this like summer theme and, you know, the swimming and all that stuff. It's really cute. Next up, we have the Street Racer set. Okay, so this one also comes in male and female. So the male version looks like the, what is he called? The leader. What's that guy? On version or on season 4? The crew leader? No, the
squad team leader.
Yeah, the squad team leader. So he kind of looks like that, and he's got a hoodie with a leather looking jacket, and he's called the Maverick, and then his back bling is called Bat Attitude. So if you're looking at my Instagram, it has a bat with some nails in it, and then his harvesting tool is a clutch axe, which has a chain on it and an 8-ball hanging from the bottom. Again, there is a female version of this, and I don't know if they put her name. Shade, there we go. Shade is the female version. And I did forget to mention the counterpart for the scuba gear one is Wreck Raider. Okay, so next up, we have the modern military set. So the skin for this set is, his name is Archetype, and he's like wearing gray and like neon green and black. Those are, or charcoal, I guess, are those colors. His back bling is called Paradigm, and the harvesting tool is called Caliper. So it has that color scheme of that gray, charcoal, and neon green. And then we also have a glider. which I think is for, you know, Shark Week. So I believe that it's going to be released within the next week, because Shark Week goes from the 22nd to the 30th. So they're probably going to release it during this week. So it is called Laser Chomp. It's a shark, and he's got this laser thing that's like, I don't know, around him, whatever. Again, check the Instagram if you want to check that out. And it's, I think it's a legendary, it's going to be a legendary glider. And I think it's the second legendary glider to come out in the game. I think the first one was the dragon one, you know? Okay. The Chinese dragon. Okay. Next up, I think that was it. Yeah. Those are pretty much the leaks that I saw for the version 5.1. You guys got to check out that girl Shade. I don't know, to me, I think she's gonna be my fave. She's got like this really cute red hairstyle. I don't know, you guys should go check it out on my Instagram. And so we're gonna move on to some more updates that are coming. The next thing I wanted to talk about is Slurp Juice. There has been an update confirmed, I believe, where was it? Yeah, by Epic. Eric Williamson said that the 5.1 Slurp is going to give 75 points. It's going to prioritize your HP first, but if your HP is full, then it's going to go to shield. So you're going to get 75 points from a Slurp now, which is awesome. Now, there are going to be some bug fixes, bullets that were being blocked by this invisible collision and not doing damage to enemies in certain areas. That's happened to me a lot of times. That's going to be fixed. Unable to unequip items in the locker. Toilet paper and Chinese lantern contrails appearing incorrectly. That's when you're jumping out of the bus. The grenade doesn't properly impact if it explodes roads. Stats not recording properly. AMD card cash. No. AMD card crash for drivers later than 18.3.3, but earlier than 18.7.1. Whatever the fuck that is. I have no idea what the fuck that is. But anyway, so those are some Battle Royale bugs that are going to be fixed in this next patch. The next thing I'm going to talk about is what you probably already know about if you play, daily or whatever. From the in-game news feed, quit. My Firefox is acting like a bitch. Wait, start over. Next update is something that you should already know about if you read the in-game news feed, because they've already talked about introducing a brand new SMG, which is going to be the compact SMG. It's going to be an epic and legendary rarity. And it said on the description, I'm trying to find it. Epic and legendary rarity that excels at close quarter combat. So I kind of feel like this is going to appease the fans that were upset with the vaulting of the tactical SMG last week. So now we have a new SMG that is possibly replacing that gun. The next thing I wanted to talk about was, sorry about all the text messages. My son is at church camp and he just got baptized, so there's a group chat and our whole family is talking about it. But anyway, so the next thing I want to talk about is Epic Games made a tweet earlier today that the Save the World founders are going to receive new Battle Royale outfits, which is going to be the Rose Team Leader and the War Paint skin. And the official tweet reads, "To thank you for your continued support, all Founders Pack owners will receive the legendary War Paint and Rose Team Leader outfits in Battle Royale as part of our version 5.10 release." So as you can tell, this patch is actually going to be pretty huge is what I'm thinking, because the next thing that I wanted to talk about is Playground Mode. Playground Mode is going to be coming back on the 25th. So this patch, there's so many new, there's new upgrades that are going to be coming with like guns and things like that. And we're also going to be getting back Playground Mode again. So lots more loot. You're going to be able to use the ATKs, which is the all-terrain carts, if you guys don't know what I'm talking about. That's the golf carts now that you can drive around, which I feel like PUBG might be a little salty about, because they're trying to sue, or they are going to sue Fortnite or Epic, whatever, whoever it is. But you're going to be able to pick your teams now on this version of Playground. So that's going to be kind of cool. I'm excited to see how that plays out. But I think that was like a common complaint for version 1 of Playground Mode, is that there wasn't enough loot, which I kind of agree, because it was kind of hard to find llamas, honestly. And so I guess now there's going to be a lot more materials and stuff. Or no, actually, there was a lot of materials, but there wasn't very much loot. Yeah, that's what it was. So it was just, you know, there wasn't enough ammo or shields or guns, you know. But you could find a shit ton of material. So I think that they are fixing those issues with this new version of Playground. And I don't know, but I'm excited to see how the team, you know, picking your team thing goes, instead of everybody just out for themselves, because now you'll be able to see your teammate on the map, whereas before it was like, you know, you couldn't see anybody. So now you're gonna have that option. So that's what's going on with the new version of Playground Mode. And then lastly, July 28th marks the 1-year anniversary of Fortnite Save the World. And so they're actually going to have a birthday challenge. If you complete all three of the challenges, then you get some back bling, and it's like a birthday cake. It's kind of cute. So what one of the challenges are is you play 14 matches, you get 5,000 XP. If you deal 1,000 damage to opponents, you get the emote icon. It looks like a cupcake with a 1 on it. And then lastly, if you dance in front of 10 birthday cakes, but they have to be different, you get the birthday spray paint picture. It's like a bunch of balloons and stuff. So that's pretty much it, I think, for what is coming for this new patch tomorrow, I believe. So I'm super stoked. So yeah, it'll be down tonight. I forgot what the time is, but you can just go and find that in the lobby if you go and look. But I hope you guys enjoyed this very first episode of Mom in Love with Fortnite MILF. Make sure you tell your friends about it, and you feel free to call in and, you know, tell me what you're excited about, what your favorite gun is, what skins you got, you know, anything like that. So I will talk to you guys on the next episode. And what is this? Oh no, that's nothing. Okay, we already talked about it. So yeah, I'll talk to you guys on the next episode, and don't forget to follow me on Instagram.